I'm your host, Samaita Graver, and I want to welcome you to Truth, Salt, and Spice, the podcast, where you will find conversations steeped in biblical truths, sprinkled with salt, and a dash of spice thrown in, you know, for good measure. Welcome. For all of you who are new, I'm very happy to have you join us. For those of you that have stuck around for a while, God bless your loyal souls. It's been quite the roller coaster, hasn't it? Before we dig into the topic of comparison, I wanted to let you know about some changes coming to the podcast. The format of the podcast is changing. You know, how appropriate for 2020, right? Change is galore. And I just want to tell you all about it because I'm super excited. And I've always been community oriented. But if 2020 has taught me anything, is that we have become way too individualistic and could use some truth about what it means to be the church to one another. You know, 2020 has taken so much, yet it has also opened the way for many new ways of connecting with people. 2020 has shown me how much more we need to be connected to people and to God's Word. And while my physical connections with people are limited because of the coronavirus, this podcast definitely is a tool to help build community, and I'm honored to be able to have the opportunity to do that. So that when we can freely meet again, we can hit the ground running as spiritually healthy as possible. I have asked three women to join me every month to talk about everyday issues that prevent us from living out God's plan for our lives. They are Kai Pineda. Kai was my guest for episodes 30 and 31. So if you've been listening for a while, you'll remember her. We talked about racial reconciliation. The other two guests are more recent. So they are Leslie Limardo and Jessica Collazo. This dynamic duo have been guests twice before. Once were on episodes 32 and 33, where we talked about the halftime show and the uproar on social media about it. And the second time was on a bonus episode in which we talked about racism as Latinas. And I believe that all three of their unique personalities and experiences will spice up the podcast for sure. You can also still expect to hear from a variety of other guests, so that's not going to change. They will share their stories of how God has worked in their lives while going through hardship, how their faith has been tested, and how it has grown. This podcast will serve as a platform for them. They'll be able to use their voices to encourage us to keep our focus on the truth of who God is, especially when we're going through hard times. And let me tell you something. 2020 has been hard, and I know that before 2020 there were hard times, and after 2020 passes there'll still be hard times. They'll just, you know, differ in severity, and hopefully not month after month after month with plot changes at every corner. So I'm going to encourage you to go ahead and subscribe so that each week when a new episode goes live, it's waiting for you on your phone. Go ahead and share this podcast with your friends because, you know, you want to discuss these topics with your tribe. Like and follow the podcast on Facebook and Instagram so that we can interact as well. I like chatting. I'm a people person. And I'll be right back after this break. Okay, ladies and the few gentlemen that listen, let's dig in. When meeting with Kai and discussing which topics to address, she mentioned that we should look at things we women have in common. And we decided to talk about comparison. The truth is, if we're really honest with ourselves, we all struggle with comparison. Some of us a lot more than others. And it shows up differently in each of us. But what is true is that comparison hurts us individually and collectively as a church. I chose Philippians 2, verses 1 through 11 as the scripture for this month. And I chose these verses because they are the measuring stick by which we should live by instead of comparing ourselves with one another. And I'm going to go ahead and read this section of scripture, Philippians 2, 1 through 11. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and one in mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. In your relationships, hold on, I'm using, I actually scrolled a little too much, my notes here. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You know, when I look at verses 3 to 5, I feel like that really has set up a challenge. I'm going to read that quick. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Jesus Christ. I mean, if we do nothing but focus on that when it comes to comparison, we'll go far. You know, I will start by stating that comparison in and of itself is not sin. I want to make clear that as humans, human beings, we're wired to look and compare. And, you know, we're observant, so struggling is not a sin. Struggle is an inner fight. And knowing what you want to do and knowing what you should do, what you shouldn't do, is not sin. I'll give you some little Mickey Mouse example, I guess, something I'll come up with. Let's just say your neighbor has a really nice car. It's new, it's some expensive model, and you know it costs a lot of money. And you may compare it to yours. You have an older model, not as shiny, slower, and you may tell yourself that you'd really like a car like your neighbor's. But then you move on to thinking, oh my, look at the time. Let me finish up whatever chores I'm doing because I have to start cooking dinner. Kids will be home from school soon or whatever, right? There's no sin there. We're all allowed to wish for nicer things. The slippery slope is when you start putting the other person down. You're begrudging all the nice things they have. Maybe they actually have a really nice big house or nice furniture. They may go on vacations, you know, and they may just have more money. But, you know, when you start attacking their character because, you know, they have to be a horrible person in order to have nicer, newer, better things than you. And you go on to not understanding what God would bless them. On the other hand, you also start putting yourself down, telling yourself you're, I don't know, a loser, you'll never have anything nice, God doesn't think you deserve better. You know, you go on and on and on. And that had me thinking of Galatians 5, and I'm going to read here verses 13 through 19. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. Got it? Love your neighbor as yourself. So, if you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. And what are desires of the flesh? If they differ for, you know, you and me, this is not part of the scripture. but we have desires that are, you know, from the flesh. Now here's a list of desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is, goodness gracious, on verse 17, let me start here again. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. And that goes to that, me making clear that the struggle in itself is not the sin. That's exactly what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to battle things out. But, in verse 19, it goes on to say, the acts of the flesh are obvious. sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. So I also want to add that, you know, we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. You'll find that in Romans 3:23. And the scriptures also tell us that there is no condemnation in Christ. I probably should have looked that up to give you the exact scripture. But regardless, if, you know, after me reading that and you hearing me, you're feeling condemned, I exhort you to shift that that thought. I want you to feel convicted, not condemned. Sin makes us slaves to the flesh, and we want to live free in Christ. So, you know, renewing your mind, like it says in Romans 12, is what we want to do. And we want to let the truth be our guide and not a sure way to eternal damnation. So I want to make sure that that's clear. And I bring up sin because if we aren't convicted in our hearts that we are sinning against our brothers and ourselves, I'm sorry, against our neighbors and ourselves, because God commands us to love our neighbors as ourselves, we really won't take ownership of growth in the area of comparison, actually in an area of any sin. You know, hatred, discord, jealousy, selfish ambition, envy, those are the wages of comparison left unchecked. And if you fully engage in these on a regular basis, we just need to name it what it is. It's sin. Now, the good news is that Jesus overcame death, and you too can put the sin of comparison to death. You know, Jesus will give you strength if you ask. Holy Spirit will counsel you if you ask and, you know, guide you. You aren't alone. You aren't the only one that struggles with comparison. We all do. To which degree, that will differ. So, you know, that's true. And I'm just going to leave us here. Kai and I will dig in more about comparison next week. And you really don't want to miss out. So whether you struggle heavily with comparison or not, maybe, you know, it's something that just, you know, isn't a major struggle. But I know you probably know one person that does struggle. So, you know, invite that friend in. Subscribe, tell them about the podcast so that you don't miss out on tangible ways to recognize and combat comparison in yourself, or to assist a friend on how to combat comparison and live free from that sin. All right, I will see you next week. Have a great day.